Yeah, we are, and I'm probably 80s disappointed with a draw as well, because both teams at some stage would have thought they might have got away with a win. But there was four really good goals. We mustn't forget that. You know, every one of the goals, theirs and ours, were well worked. It's a good atmosphere. I wouldn't have accepted a draw before the game, and we're probably the ones disappointed because we were 2-1 up with 7 minutes to go. But then the lad gets a good header on the far post. We gave too many free kicks away. It was one of them. Although we got our game going a little bit in the second half. So all in all, you know, we're not going to slash our wrists over it, because it's still a draw at the league leaders at the moment. And we know we haven't played our best football today.
I was going to say, I mean, you haven't lost any ground on them, though, have you?
That's you know, one saving grace. But for me, it's how we play. And it's what we do. And if you're going to get promoted and be the best team in the league, you've got to show that you're the best team in the league. In which case, people have got to, you know, come away from these games thinking, yeah, Cheltenham look like the best team. And today, we wasn't the best team. I don't think we was the worst either. And in the end, it was 2-2, and we only got back into it because we started playing our game a little bit better in the middle of that second half, which led to the second goal. But first half, I thought they looked very dangerous.
Perfect time to score, though, in the first half.
It was, and it was against the run of play. You know, we're not kidding ourselves on that one. Although we had a chance with Bartz after Munch, the goalie saved from him, and then Dylan had one save. So, you know, if there was any neutrals in the stadium, they would have quite enjoyed it, I would have thought.
And tremendous atmosphere, and the supporters gave you great backing.
Yeah, they were magnificent, and we owe them one, I think, because we like to give them wins, and we didn't get a win today, but I think they'd have maybe appreciated the effort to drag the game back into our favour a couple of times. But then we got done that we'll have a look at with a couple of crosses and a couple of headers.
A mixed bag for Harry Pell. It's his fifth booking, but also a cracking goal he scored.
Yeah, it was a good goal. We had to get him flying into the box in the second half, and he did that. It was a great ball by Munsey, and they both had to up their game, and they did in that instance.
Now on to Tranmere, another tough one on Saturday.
Yeah, they're all tough. I mean, you know, you give me an easy one, and there isn't any. And but while we're still within 3 points, if they slip up and we do okay, then we'll be ready to take their place.
Great, thanks very much, Gary.
No problem,
Gary,
thank
do you think
you.
That was the best two teams in the league tonight?
I would say maybe myself and AD will probably feel that our teams didn't look the best two teams in the league, but I suspect we might be. You know, both teams, it's not only about attacking, it's about defending as well, and both teams look solid in their defending. There was a lot of energy going on there, but there was a lot of misplaced passes on both teams, so both teams will need to improve to claim the championship a little bit later on.
Yeah, obviously Tranmere coming up now. Will it be a relief to just get back to a normal game that doesn't have the sort of extra bits that are riding on it for everybody?
Well, maybe, but I mean, did the game live up to the hype? I don't know. Both sets of supporters had their fun. You know, we were top of the league, then they was, then we was, then they was, you know, so, you know, it was fun listening to the songs, but we'll have to wait and see whether we can't get our people singing that next on Saturday against Tranmere.
Yeah, you chose to leave the full first team on for the 90 minutes today. Was that just a case of it would have been difficult to introduce somebody?
Yeah, it would have been because, you know, they'd introduced a couple of new people. We'd have had to have had different markers with different people, and big parking came on, so, you know, so I had to think about that. I had to think about them trying to get the game back once we scored. Anyway, I decided to leave them out there and let them manage the game themselves.
Excellent.